Now, another thing is happening, ladies and gentlemen, here on Music of the World. I have a live guest for you, and his name is Gautam Tejas. He is the executive director of the Sangati Center in Berkeley, and he's going to be performing. Good morning, Gautam.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here, and you're going to be playing a song because you have two upcoming shows that are exciting, and we will be giving tickets away.
Mm-hmm.
I will just mention that you're going to be performing on the 28th of March at Subterranean Art House, 7 o'clock show, and then also Thursday the 16th of April at Studio Grand.
Yes.
And so what we're going to do now is let you introduce your song and sing it.
Sure, yeah.
And we'll deal with these tickets, and then we'll give away tickets to your shows.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. This is great. Happy St. Paddy's Day, everyone. I was kind of thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to sing? And it struck me that maybe the poppy, the California poppy, is emblematic of this place just as much as the clover. The clover is, too. There's plenty of clover everywhere here, too. But I have a song about poppies, and anyway, for whatever reason, that's what I'm going to sing. So here we go. Oh, and another thing, this sound you're hearing, this is a wonderful acoustic drone contraption that Joanna generously let me use for this set that I'm about to sing. And I have to say that my father grew up singing with one very similar to this, which he has still, and is one of our family's nice possessions. So this puts me in mind of music in a good way. So thanks for letting me use it. And you all are going to hear it, and you're going to hear me. Here we go. By the sea, a thousand flowers, all poppies bloom in the sunlight. By the sea, a thousand flowers, all poppies bloom in the sunlight. By the sea, a thousand flowers, all poppies bloom in the sunlight. By the sea, a thousand flowers, all poppies bloom in the sunlight. By the sea, a thousand flowers, all poppies bloom in the sunlight. My happiness does blossom sometimes too, but the ocean sings night and day. My happiness does blossom sometimes too, but the ocean sings night and day on your shores till the stars darken. I'll sing to you until the sunlight falls on my cold skin. There'll be one more song within till the stars darken. I'll sing. Singing seems like swimming in a clear, cool spring. Singing seems like swimming in a clear, cool spring.
cling to the deep, where the strangely glowing creatures float and flicker slowly, where the strangely glowing creatures float and flicker slowly, where the strangely glowing creatures float and flicker slowly, where the strangely glowing creatures float and flicker slowly. And underneath it all effulgent silent, a source pours forth light and names of yours, till the stars darken, I'll sing to you until the sunlight falls on my cold skin. There'll be one more song within till the stars darken.
Live from the KPFA studios, Gautam Tejas with a Shruti box there made out of wood, and he's using it like a bellows. And so, Gautam, you are transposing South Indian melodies. The roots of what you're doing is South Indian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To English.
Yeah. Yeah. I write the songs in terms of the lyrical content, and I suit the music to what I'm saying. In this song was actually written while I was at Muir Beach and seeing all the poppies there, and just thinking about, you know, generations before me, somebody would have been sitting and seeing the poppies also. So, you know, who has the longer lifespan, the poppies or me, or the ocean, really, you know, because even before the poppies, the ocean was still there. So that's what's going on. And, of course, anybody anywhere can feel that kind of a sentiment, you know, and write in whatever language and express anything. But I am here, and the people listening to me are here, and I feel that this world of ideas has currency in that milieu of me and people listening. But the music is wonderful, and it's, you know, it's one of my, I don't know what I would do if I hadn't inherited it. And not that it just, you know, it's not like injected into you when you're born. I mean, it takes some work. But here I am. And so, yeah, so this is what I do.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming concerts, and we'll give away tickets to both of those shows. So, the 28th of March, you're going to be at the Subterranean Art House.
Yeah, where I often am, and it's one of my favorite places in Berkeley. It's a little gallery space, and it's been around for a while, and it's gone through some changes, and it's wonderful. It's simple, and you know, the events are all about the connection with the music or whatever other art is being performed. And so, yeah, that's on the 28th, end of this month.
Caller number 5 is going to get a pair of tickets to see Gautam Tejas perform on the 28th of March at 7 p.m. at the Subterranean Art House in Berkeley. It's on Bancroft Way between Shattuck and
Oxford. Or Fulton. I think it switches from Oxford to Fulton right there.
Exactly. I know. I never know exactly which street that is, but it's one or the other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, caller number 5 for that, 510-848-4425. And then the show you have on the 16th of April, there's absolutely nothing about it yet on the web. It's just been announced.
That's this is it being announced right now. It's about a month away. And there's a special impetus for that show, which is I used to do something called New Directions in Indian Classical Music, which was a little different from what I do now, but coming from some of the same places creatively, which was essentially free improvised Carnatic music, which means I wouldn't have any concept, like no songs, no, you know, free improvisation. You just sit there and you do something according to what you are capable of. And it was essentially a duet with a very, I would say it's safe to say, well, I'll put it this way. One of my favorite mridangam players. Mridangam is the drum that accompanies all of my concerts, and it's a wonderful instrument. Anyway, he...
Just one second.
Yeah, what's up?
For listeners, the difference is mridangam is the traditional instrument used in Carnatic, otherwise known as South Indian music, and the drum that we're used to hearing, usually in the Bay Area, what we've become attuned to listening to is the tabla, which is played in North Indian classical.
Right. And, for instance, Zakir Hussain, the wonderful musician.
Who will be on this show next week, listeners.
he was the regent's lecturer at Berkeley this semester. So just last week, he did a few lecture demonstration type of things there. Anyway, as you say, the mridangam is in some ways comparable. Even if you look at it, you'd see that it has something in common. But it's also different. It's a little louder and it's bigger. Also very virtuosic in its own way. Anyway, so this guy who I used to do all of these concerts with happens to be back in town, so we're putting together a show kind of for old time's sake and just, you know, to see where the music has gone in the interim. And so I'm excited about that show as well. That's, again, at Studio Grand in Oakland on Thursday, the 16th of April, and it's at 9 o'clock.
Gautam Tejas, I want to thank you so much for coming in and singing for us this morning. It's been really beautiful.
It's a pleasure to do it, as usual.
Right on. And callers, I'm going to now take your calls, 510-848-4425. So caller number 5 is going to the Subterranean Art House. Caller number 7 will go to the show on the 16th of April at Studio Grand in Oakland.